Gospel lesson comes to us from Luke chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. Let us listen to the word of God. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to the mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your slave who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here at once and take your place at the table'? Would you not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me, put on your apron and serve me while I eat and drink. Later you may eat and drink.' You thank the slave for doing what was commanded. So you also, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, 'We are worthless slaves. We've done only what we ought to have done.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the movie Leap of Faith, Steve Martin plays a revival healer. And they all come putting up their tents and they put on this great show, but it's all fake. They give elderly folks front row seats as long as they sit in wheelchairs. And then at the end of the show, dramatic music begins, the spotlight shines, and a man sitting in a wheelchair in the front row, even though he walked in to see the show, suddenly, miraculously stands. The revivalist shouts, "It's a miracle! It's a miracle!" Now, eventually the story shifts when a paralyzed boy comes to the con man. Hoping and praying, this young man earnestly wants to be healed. Of course, his sister is very protective because everyone's told him that he doesn't have enough faith. But now, without knowing this con man, maybe this time, he hopes it will be different. Now, you and I know to be cautious of a message like this. It's a prosperity gospel. As long as you have faith enough, you can pray, and the sick are made well, the poor are made rich. Now, the only trouble with this is God becomes like a genie in a bottle, granting our wishes. It would be nice if it were that simple. Somehow, early on in high school, we discovered simply praying for an A on a test didn't always grant a good grade, right? We know better. We know this isn't true, for we live in the real world. Sometimes things go great, but other times it's not so easy. Our world continues to be filled with worry and angst. We worry about our jobs. We worry about our health. I think this week, we especially worry about our government and its leaders. Folks choose sides and positions. Many of us worry when the economy isn't strong. Parents worry about their children. Some children worry about their aging parents. Now, as faithful Christians, we pray weekly for those in need, those facing illness, those who are hurt and who've lost loved ones. And we earnestly ask God for help. We ask God for help because we've learned not to have faith in this world. We've seen enough of this world and its troubles, and we know better. In today's scripture, we hear how little faith is needed. All that's needed is the size of a mustard seed. Maybe you wonder, if that's all that's needed, then why doesn't God seem to be listening to me more? I've prayed. I've fed the hungry. I've followed God's commandments my entire life. And today I'm not asking God to move mountains or trees. I'm simply asking for my friend to be cancer-free. Many years ago, I heard a sermon from a Wyoming preacher, and the title of the sermon was, "It's Not About Y'all." Now, the trouble is pastors like to tell all kinds of stories about themselves. So the response of this congregation when he said, it's not about y'all, was, it's not about you either. Since it's World Communion Sunday, I decided we could expand our language. Most of us around here aren't used to hearing or saying y'all. It's the plural of you. It's you and all mashed together. It's one syllable. So let's practice this back and forth together. After I say my line, you say, it's not about you either. Got it? It's not about y'all. You got it. Now pay close attention because I'll need y'all's help. So if we look carefully at the scripture, we discover that it's not talking about our faith. For all we actually need is a faith the size of a mustard seed, because the truth is God does most of the work. So essentially, this passage shifts everything. It's not about our ability or our intellect or our capability. It's not about y'all. That's right. It's about God. I'm impressed. A few of you were actually paying attention. Good job. Good job. So today, Jesus is responding to his disciples' questions, how to have greater faith. He's telling them, you don't need more faith. Even this much faith is enough. It changes the entire passage, doesn't it? Instead of the prosperity gospel, where it's conditional on our faith and the amount we bring to the table, Jesus is speaking with love, telling his apostles that they have enough to do whatever is required of them. Because remember, it's not about y'all. It's about God. I don't know about you, but if you're anything like me, then you constantly tell yourself, you're not good enough. We hear 99 compliments and one negative, and that's the one we cling to. Some of us here are perfectionists. We're striving for something that's impossible. And then when we watch television or see magazines, we see perfect-looking people. We go on social media, and we instantly feel left out. Or like we're not doing enough. It's like we're in this constant state of not being or having enough. So we tell ourselves over and over again that we're not smart enough, we're not pretty enough, we're not rich enough, we're not healthy enough, we're not enough. But Jesus and God say, stop it. You don't need anything more. You are enough. You have what you need. It's not about y'all. Now, I know it's not about me, but I can't help from telling a story about myself. So when I was first commissioned as a minister of the Word and Sacrament, it had been 10 years in the works. Since I was about 17. That very day of the commissioning service, I was very anxious. How can I was thinking, me, an imperfect person, answer and fulfill all these things? Certainly, I don't always obey God's word, show God's love, work toward reconciliation. Following Jesus by loving my neighbors and my enemies are impossible things to do. I was getting cold feet, and I suddenly felt like I wasn't enough. That's when the pastor told me about the stole I was about to wear. He said this from Matthew chapter 11, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Every year when we commission leaders in our church, we ask a lot of questions. My favorite asks this: do you promise to serve with energy, intelligence, imagination, and love. Who can lead the church of Jesus Christ? It's impossible. But we don't have to know the entire Bible. We don't have to be the smartest or the wisest. That's not what's required. But this simple line in the liturgy, the grace bestowed on you in baptism is sufficient for your calling because it's God's grace. Fact of the matter is, we can't follow God perfectly. It's impossible. But we're not doing this on our own. It's not about y'all. We only got one more, folks. God is with us, lightening our load, and each of us has a mustard seed amount of faith. God's grace is all that's needed, and it's given to us in our baptism. The grace bestowed on you in your baptism is sufficient for your calling, because it is God's grace. Now, the truth is, the cancer or all your worries in life, they might not go away. Faith in God doesn't mean everything will be perfect. Sometimes I do wish I could wave a wand, especially for some of you who are struggling so. But what I do know is God tells each of us, you are enough. You don't need anything more. What you have, who you are, it's enough. That water that's poured is grace bestowed on you in your baptism. It is sufficient. It's God's grace. God's yoke is easy and light. You don't need any more faith. And you get what you need here at this table. The bread and the cup, it fills us and it nourishes us. You are enough. Because it's not about y'all. It's about God. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.